We're going to conclude with our message of the week, which is knowing God through His Word. And maybe you've been inspired this week to read more of the Bible or to value the Word of God more. But I want to remind you of a quote that I absolutely love, and it's by Bill Johnson. And he says, in the natural, we get hungry by not eating. Think about that. If we don't eat for a day, we get really hungry. But he says, in the spiritual, we get hungry by eating. You see, the more we taste and see that God is good, the more we experience the power and the preciousness of God's Word, the more we will want to delve into it and live by it. So if you feel today that you don't have this massive desire to read the Bible or live by it, as you just start and as you start to experience the goodness of God through His Word, and as you start to experience the power of God's Word, you will be hungry to get more into it. So I just want to encourage you with that today. But today I want to talk about something that I believe is so important. And it's also about God's Word, and that is the fact that we need to make God's Word personal. You see, it's true that the Bible was written to everyone. The Bible is written to all believers. It's God's love letter to all of His children. But we also need to make it personal, because it's also His love letter to me and to you. And we need to make it personal. It's so important to remember that God's Word is perfect. It's important to know that it's powerful. It's important to know that it's permanent and precious. But it's equally important to see God's Word as something personal, something that God has for us, for you, and for me. We read in the Bible in Isaiah 43, from verse 3 to 5, out of a Message. It says, because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, your Savior, I paid a huge price for you. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell over the whole world to get you back. Trade the creation just for you. So don't be afraid. I'm with you. Isn't that a beautiful passage? And that is exactly what God did. And in fact, He gave us much more than creation. He gave us Himself. He gave us His very own Son to get us back, to redeem us. That is how much God loves us. But I also love how it says there, God saying, I am your personal God. It's important to remember and know that God is Almighty God, the creator of the universe. But it's also important to remember He is our Father. And He desires a personal relationship with us more than anything else. And we need to make His Word, His love letter to us, personal. I love what Paul said in Galatians 2 verse 20. He said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by the faith in the Son of God. And when he says this, he says, who loved me and gave himself for me. Notice that Paul is not just referring to the fact that Jesus gave himself for the whole world, which is true, but he made it personal. He said, the Son of God, my Savior, who died for me and gave himself for me. You see, we need to do the same. And we need to make the Word of God personal as well. We read in Psalm 23 that David saying there, the Lord is my shepherd. He's not just saying, you know, he's the shepherd of all believers. Although that is true, he says, the Lord is my shepherd who leads me, who guides me, and who provides for me. So I want to encourage you today. Make sure you view God's Word as powerful, as precious, as permanent, and as perfect, but also make it personal. Because God is also a personal God, and His Word is also a personal letter written to us. So I hope that encourages you today. Remember all the wonderful things about God's Word and allow it to create effortless change and transformation in your life. You are highly favored and deeply loved.